This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of April 7th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host.
Mix Sunday Morning.
Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of April 14th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining us from Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Chase Skelton. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Greg. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm highly blessed to have you here. I appreciate Mr. Tom Roberts for getting us in touch, and I appreciate your patience. You were supposed to have been on the show last week, and I had to move, and it was more than what I could ever imagined. I hadn't moved in 20 years, and it was tough.
Yeah, moving can be hard. I've moved three or four times in the last 5 or 6 years. Yeah, it's rough.
Yes, sir. But this isn't about me. You have taken over the show already. So who is Mr. Chase Skelton?
Well, I'm a Christian artist that lives in Nashville, Tennessee. I got started early with singing. I was chosen to sing the kindergarten graduation when I was, I guess, 6 years old. And no one knew I could sing. And my classroom, I guess, had auditions. I think there was two classrooms, so there was like 60 kids, and they picked me. So I got up there, told everybody to stand up, apparently did it really confidently, and belted it out. And my mom was like, I think we need to get this guy in singing lessons. So I started doing shows and things like that at a really young age. And, you know, I grew up in church, and I was a good kid, but the thing about me is that I didn't really have a relationship with Jesus. And once I got to college and got exposed to, you know, the world more, I was still pursuing music, but I was doing it for selfish reasons. And thank God that he allowed me to do that, but also didn't let me fall too far to where I couldn't get back up. He found me where I was. He picked me up, and I dedicated my life to him and told him that if you want me to do music, I'll do it for you. If you don't want me to do music, that's totally fine also. I just want you to lead the way, guide my steps, be the light at my feet, and I'm going to follow you. And that was about 7 years ago, and you wouldn't believe the journey he's taken me on since, just pursuing music, writing music, producing music, playing shows, and just meeting all sorts of amazing people along that journey. So here I am today. I just released my first single, My Story. It's getting a great response. I've got it on a few radio stations and getting it in rotation, and just trying to get it out to the world and seeing what God's going to do with that.
We may have to play that later in the show.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I'd love that.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we want to hear more about that journey, as you explained it, that God has put you on.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll be back with Chase Skelton on Mix Sunday Morning.
Mix Sunday Morning.
Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. It's the Chase Skelton Show this morning, as he is he's come in, and he's taken over, and what a blessing we've had so far to learn a little bit about you. You said your journey, that God is taking you on in life. He didn't let you get too far down. And it's kind of neat how he does that. He just doesn't, you know, the one sheep, he'll leave the 99 to go get the one, and he doesn't let that one get too far away. And he's always near to us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the one thing that's amazing about God is he knows how far you can go before he needs to step in. He knows what you can take and what you can't take. And he will let you make those poor decisions, and then he will miraculously use all of that for his glory. And I watched him do that and just completely change my life, just from being this selfish, just depressed human being into, you know, teaching me and, you know, molding my heart to live for him and to just want to glorify him. And the closer I got to him, the better it got. Doesn't mean that there's not hard things in life, mm-hmm. but when you're trusting him, it doesn't really matter because you know you can get through it.
That's right. I like what you said right there, because it doesn't matter, because it's not, you know, the Bible doesn't tell us every day is a good day. You know, every day is a good day because we are a child of God, but it doesn't mean that they're going to be all easy days in there. And when we have those rough times, we go through those seasons of life that are challenging, it makes it a little bit better when we take that look at it that way, that it doesn't matter, because it doesn't, because God's in control. And as long as we realize that he's in control and we're not in control, and too many people today want to take that control from God.
Absolutely. And I think we're in a world now that it preaches that, you know, like you need to be in control of your life. Like, you know, it's all up to you. And I think it's more important than ever today to trust God. And I think it's getting harder and harder to do that, maybe. But I do know this. We've had a crazy 4 or 5 years recently, and the people who trusted God, they had a much easier time, as far as they weren't depressed. They weren't losing their minds over it. It was like, hey, God's in control. There's some bad stuff going on. I don't really know what's going on, but I'm going to trust God with it. That's through COVID, through everything. And I think you can see that. You can see the people that really trusted God with just how they reacted to some of those things.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you what, we'll be back with more of Chase Skelton right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host, and our guest this morning, Mr. Chase Skelton from Nashville, Tennessee. Well, Chase, some of the best conversations on interviews are off air. And when we began this interview, you kind of talked about Vanderbilt. Your wife went to Georgia. I'm just kidding, man. I'm a big SEC football fan, and
me too.
Georgia's not on my list, man. Sorry. But the cool thing, how did the story, because I've had a lot of younger guests on the last several weeks, a lot of artists on, but how did you and your wife meet? How did God, because I call that an intersection of life. There's only a few of those that we have. And that is when you meet your wife, and that's when you have children. Where did that intersection collide?
So I think we had kind of both given up on trying to find someone, and we were just both okay being single people. And we actually met on a dating app. So my buddy was like, well, you should try this dating app, you know, and it was called Hinge. And he said, what's great about it is you can really like narrow down your search. You know, it can be, you can make sure that they're Christians, that they have the same beliefs, that they have the same lifestyle that you do. Like if you want to have children, all that kind of stuff. So I tried the app out. And what's funny is the app suggested us. So it actually suggested to Kelly, my wife, and said, hey, we think that Chase would be a good match for you. And she matched with me. And lo and behold, the app was right. And I think God just used, you know, I think God uses everyday things to bring people together, even little like apps and things like that. And it's just funny that it happened that way.
That is.
But yeah, that's how we met. And we could not be more perfect for each other. I kid you not. Like it was just amazing that that app did that. It just could, it knew, like it put us together, but I think God did it. But he just chose to use the technology of our day and age to make it happen.
Now, are you originally from Nashville?
I'm originally from a little town called Bells, Tennessee, which is right outside of Jackson, Tennessee.
Okay.
It's West Tennessee, about an hour outside of Memphis.
Okay. Not too far, not too far.
No, not too far. And I always thought I would end up in Nashville. So it was just the logical choice for me. You know, I wanted to do music, but I could still stay close to home.
We'll be back with more Chase Skelton right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
This is Chase Skelton, and this is the verse of the hour. Psalm 62:6. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken.
That's Chase Skelton, and we'll have more of him coming up right on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back into Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you're enjoying the music this morning. I know you're enjoying our guest, Mr. Chase Skelton. Chase, you've blessed us with your story of your journey, the scripture you've picked, and I think you still have one more to go on that. You talked about your wife, how you met, and how God used technology, and how he works in everything. You know, the Bible says all things are for the glory, and you're a dad. What does being a dad and a godly man to your son mean to you?
It means everything. Once I had a son, my entire perspective changed, and I could see that God was like, it was almost like he's saying to me, this is how I feel about you, but even more. So, cause you know, God is our father. So it changed my entire perspective of how God sees me, because of how much I love my son and what I would do for him. You know, I would die for him. You know, it gave me such a, it was just a new perspective on everything. And I'm so thankful that, God brought my son into my life. And you know, I waited, I didn't have a son early, like a lot of people, you know, I was a little older. And I'm thankful for that too, because I feel like he waited until I had found him again, so I could pass that lifestyle and that love for him onto my son. You know, I love doing our prayers with Matt. His name's Maverick. I love doing our prayers with Maverick every night.
Oh, what a name. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we did not name him after the Top Gun movie.
Oh, don't.
Although we do have a little shirt we gave him that says Top Movies, so we had to have a little fun with it. But I love when he does his little prayer hands and we do our prayers. And at the end, and I say, in Jesus' name, amen. And he says it like a Southern Baptist preacher. He goes, amen.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. So that's really the only word for it. It's just amazing. Having a child is amazing.
It is. And see, where I work, I have a bunch of young men that work for me. And it's shift work. And the temptation there is to basically you can work all the overtime you want. And they have young families, and I try to explain to them the balance of their life. Yes, you need the job, you need the money, and the temptation is there to get all the hours that you can, but you need to be with your wife. You need to have time with your family.
Yeah, I think family first is a good way to go about living your life, especially a godly life, because that God calls us to be good fathers and good husbands to our wives, and you know, for women to be good wives to their husbands. You know, I don't want to look up one day and be like, man, I spent all my time working and now it's over and I missed my kids grow up. And I miss like the times I could have had with my wife. And so, you know, with music, it can be difficult because you do have to leave and you have to travel and do things like that. But so it's even more important to make sure that you have that family time. You know, and it really hurts. hurts because my son cries every time I leave the house. He just starts boo-hooing, and it like crushes my soul a little bit.
And see, I never thought that would have. Now my grandson, one of my grandsons, he cries when I leave, and man, that's almost as tough as seeing one of my kids. You know, when they were little, it is. It's heart wrenching to have to leave, but God has called you, and He'll take care of your family.
Absolutely, I have full trust in God that He's going to take care of my family and provide for us, and I believe that He's going to make a way for me to do not only music, but to be a good father and a good husband. Because God can do anything, and I truly believe that. And I like to see God do amazing things. I don't want to limit God, so I'm just letting Him be in control and seeing what happens. But I do know that He is in control. I believe He will bless me.
Amen. We'll be right back with Chase Skelton right here on Nick's Sunday Morning.
This is Chase Skelton, and this is my song about redemption, My Story.
My story was a burnout. I was headed for a fallout. Just another chapter of happy never after. Turned it all around, and this is how I tell it now. My story is real.
Welcome into Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you have enjoyed this show, the blessing we've had from Mr. Chase Skelton. Chase, earlier in the hour, we listened to your song, My Story. What inspired you to write that song?
So this song has been, it's really been a long story, to be honest with you. So earlier I told you that God found me in one of my lowest points in my life. So I'd started working in a little restaurant, being a server. And this guy came in. I only worked at this place for 2 weeks. And this guy came in with his wife, and he sat down. And he asked me what my story was. And I was kind of like, wait, what? He said, well, what do you do? Like, why are you here? And I went in to, you know, how I was a born again Christian and how I thought God was calling me to do Christian music. And he never went back to that restaurant, but we connected, and he really set off the chain of events for me to start pursuing it, because I met somebody through him, and then you know, that kind of snowballs. And, but he told me, he said, you know what? I remember I asked you, you know, like, what's your story? You should write a song called My Story. And, I had that song title for a long time and I really wanted to write it. And I took it into a writing session one day with a guy named Ethan Hulse and Jeff Soika. And it was kind of I told them about how, you know, my story that I told you earlier, how, you know, I was kind of down and out and God found me where I was. And he took me on this journey that I'm on now. And he, you know, I found redemption through Jesus. And, but the hook of the song is the only reason that story is any good is because of Jesus. And I think that's the most important thing, you know, like, it, especially in the Christian world, like, we all have amazing stories, but we can't forget the reason is because of Jesus. And that's really the heart of that song.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, Chase, can we just have a second? Can I say a prayer with you?
Absolutely.
All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. And Lord, through this show, Lord, through Chase, Lord, I ask that you will use it for your glory, even if it's for one that's listening, Heavenly Father. God, I ask you to be with Chase, to be with his wife, to be with his son, Lord, that you will guide them, protect them. Lord, I ask you to expand his horizons, Lord. Lord, bless his music. Open the doors in the journey of his life that you have ordained. God, I thank you for Chase. I thank you for his family. Bless him all of his days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Greg.
Well, all right, Chase. We've got some big things coming up. I'll share those with you. Hopefully a platform for independent Christian artists. So that'll be coming.
Awesome.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for taking the time, again, out of your schedule, from your family, to be a blessing to me and to the listeners here at Mixed Sunday Morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was awesome. It was I was excited to be here, and God bless you. And God bless all of you listening.
We'll have one. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
For all your listeners, keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your focus on Jesus.
Amen. We'll just leave it at that. So if the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week for Mixed Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.